Did Mr. Jimmy go to Jethro Tull? Has there been any discussion of that?
You know what?
Well, I totally forgot all about
that. Tickets.
You totally forgot.
I didn't forget.
I was hoping the Bone would help out a ticket brother.
A brother, but they wouldn't do that?
They failed on the Majestic end.
Oh, man.
You couldn't score tickets?
No, and I didn't want to spend $100 or whatever.
$100?
Yeah, it was like 50. Oh, I have to take my wife, too. So it was like 50 to 100, I think.
You don't have to take her.
Dude, go Dutch.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just have called your buddy? Wayne Anderson?
Man, I don't know if he would remember me.
Or take Grego and go Dutch.
Yeah, I could take Grego. It's his favorite. But we're Giorgio. They both love Tull.
Do that.
Surprised Grego didn't ask me.
You could take Grego and go Dutch.
Jethro Tull.
I bet if you asked Reiner, he would have gone with you.
Corby would have went.
Thanks. I just said.
Yeah, Ryan's would have went, too.
Sure would have.
You just didn't ask anyone.
Now, you would have.
No, I didn't.
Did he not go?
No.
Who was this?
He is the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
All priests are gay.
What?
You heard me. Snake!
I know. Yeah, that's the problem. I thought I heard you.
I know people who are going to take a very dim view of that.
Well, is Tull in town tonight?
No, they're just here Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, they're playing a week.
How many times have you seen them, Jimmy?
They're so big.
Quit 14. Bagging at them.
Quit bagging on them, Bob. 14 times.
Well, Jimmy, you should have told us. We could have done one of those things that Bob always has us do and just be like, huh, I wonder how you get Tull tickets.
Yeah, I do that.
Right, yeah.
Mister, could you get a pizza out here?
Well, we could have had a field trip. We could all win.
By the way, Napa really came through with pizza today, so.
All right, Jimmy, out of the 14
Shout
times.
Shout out to them.
Out of the 14 times you've
and
seen.
And Michael Waltrip.
You've seen Tull. How many times you've seen him sober?
Sober?
Yeah.
He's always sober.
No, you.
Oh, me sober? Probably never.
Good. Attaboy, Jimmy. How many different substances have you?
Well, that's the thing. Some more recently it was different substances compared to the old days, but
now it's wine, right?
Yeah. Wine or vodka.
So in the old days, did you ever mix any of the substances?
For Tull? Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact, Corb.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
You want to name them?
Poppers?
Yeah, there's some hallucinogens involved at one point.
God. 60s were good.
A couple other things.
Jimmy, did you ever score any of that great pot when you were over in Vietnam?
Do chickens have beaks?
Buck, 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 buck. Did you ever smoke pot before Vietnam?
Can't remember back that far, Dan.
You ever watch Lancelot Link?
Because isn't Nam where you lost your...
Yeah, it was where I lost my... Yeah.
Virginity?
Yeah.
Where you lost your gun?
Sense, Mike.
Didn't lose the... Yeah, I lost the gun, too.
Did you ever huff?
And puff?
Huff.
And blow the house down? Yeah, I did a little bit.
No, those of...
Mike Liner.
Where the brain got going there.
Yeah, speaking
the
of
rest of it, just
rides.
Couldn't keep up. Did you ever use a gun barrel as a makeshift bong?
Probably at some point. Yeah.
Did you ever watch Ba-Boom?
No, what's Ba-Boom?
A weird follow-up question.
Lancelot Link and Ba-Boom.
Let me read three real quick. Lonnie Shelton is 50. Webster Slaughter is 41. Brad,
woo!
Can I say, read three real quick?
Oh,
good Lord.
Brad Doherty is 40. Go ahead.
No, we need Dan talking to Brad Doherty groups. You got to find that one.
I never talked to Brad Doherty.
I always thought Webster Slaughter was very underrated as a receiver. No lie.
I like to call him Webb.
Hold on.
Hey, Brad.
Mr. Doherty?
Hey, man. My name's Dan. I got a radio show in Dallas right now.
Now listen to
could
the
you read this wacky liner for our show?
I've got a radio show in Dallas right listen. Now.
No, I don't want to too fast.
Really, man? Come on. I'm a huge fan. You're the greatest. It's just like a little identifier thing, and you're saying you never listen. Sports
remember
show.
Remember how far I had to run to get him?
Excuse me? Dallas.
That was more impressive than your 20 push-ups.
Who's Bob the Bear?
Bob is
well, who's Bob the Bear?
Okay.
Really, man?
This is Brad Doherty, and I never listened to Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
All right. I appreciate it.
You're the best.
I'm a big fan.
You're the greatest.
I appreciate you. I've got a radio show in Dallas now.
Mr. Matumbo?
Now, there's the premise for...
What? Pretty arrogant. I've got a radio show in Dallas.
See, I always thought I was part of the show.
See, I thought you were the bigger and better part of it, but maybe I'm wrong.
Evidently,
I am Sports Stern.
Evidently, we all just participate on the Dan Show.
It's the Dan Show. Oh, Dan, a call.
Come on, yeah, I had to run down the hall to get you.
Really, man? Come on, I'm a big fan.
You're the greatest. Hey, I remember back in 86. You're great.
All those titles you brought to Cleveland, man.
That was awesome.
I love it.
Look how far I had to run to get you.
Is he Cartman?
I think so.
I have a radio show in town.
Hey, we got a radio show on now. It's the best. You're the best, though. You're better than the radio show.
They should have put you on Jordan. He never would have scored.
Hey, maybe we could do a radio show together in Dallas. Bob and Brad. And Dan, that's me.
Kind of messed that one up, huh?
Yeah. Oops. Sorry.
What else?
Well, that wasn't so hard, Dan.
Lynn Dickey is 56.
I might shine the tat up for that.
Whoa.
Go, Pat, go.
Is that your slave's name, Tad?
That's a good question, Plantation Corby.
Boy, the great Lynn Dickey. If only his legs weren't so easily broken.
He will get a tat, but he won't drink a beer.
That's kind of weird.
You won't even do a little acid.
I'm a man of principle.
You've been listening to the Ticket Top 10.